Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, the major concern in South Africa's agricultural sector is still this persistent dryness and the heat wave. We've seen forecasts over the past few weeks signaling that there may be rain, but in many areas it has never materialized and it is still fairly dry. The western regions, central regions, and even various patches in the eastern side of the country are taking quite a significant strain. In fact, this past week I drove from Pretoria to Bethlehem for a farmers' meeting, and alongside the road it was quite visible that a number of areas are in fairly bad shape. But I think this year's drought is also quite different than what we have seen in the recent past, where you know that it is dry and the whole range of a country would actually be dry. But this time around, there are patches where you travel for a distance and then you see really good looking crops. And then you travel for another couple of kilometers and you see massive patches of dryness, to the extent that it's quite hard now to tell about how much in as far as the decline in a crop it will be. We are all looking for what the Crop Estimate Committee will release at the end of this month, March, to give us a sense about what they think the maize crop will be, sunflower crop will be, soybean crop will be. But I think the running story is that all of the reasonably better forecasts that were released at the end of February, they will be significantly revised down by the end of March, because we are all seeing the damage that is there. And I think this is also starting to show up on prices, and certainly within the grain prices. Maize prices this past week, they were limits up. You see now South Africa's white maize is trading over 5,000 rand per ton. And there's a big differential between the white maize and the yellow maize, because yellow maize is still just over 4,000 rands per ton. And all of that is signaling really these worries about the supplies and the dryness in the western regions of the country. But another big story then that is emerging now, it's people worrying to say, what does this all mean for food inflation? Because food price inflation has been a big concern in South Africa for quite some time, especially if you think about the recent past. Last year, for example, consumer food price inflation averaged at 11%. You compare that with 2022, where consumer food price inflation in South Africa averaged at about 9.5%. The year before that, 2021, it had averaged at about 6.5%. Before that, in 2020, those were favorable levels at about 4.8%. So if now then there are worries of higher food price inflation compared with recent periods which were already concerning, then this seems like an unwelcome development. But I think we have to look at all of this story quite differently than the drivers of food price inflation of the past few years. Take, for example, last year, and even to an extent, 2022. The global factors were the major underlying drivers of food price inflation. Although to a lesser extent, we did see that some domestic factors, certainly in 2023, they did matter, like animal diseases, weaker exchange rate, load shedding. Those were some of the things that added to food price inflation last year. But beginning of last year in 2022, it was mainly the core issues that we were seeing outside. For example, drought in South America, China buying a lot of grains, rising shipping costs, higher energy prices, Russia-Ukraine war, which is why internationally you were seeing that food price inflation was quite elevated. While towards the end of 2023, we began to see international food prices coming down, but South Africa remaining elevated because, of course, then of the other domestic factors that I've mentioned, animal diseases, exchange rate, load shedding, impact on crops, and all of those factors. But this time around, things may be slightly different because internationally, we are already seeing that the factors have changed. For example, this year, if you look at what the International Grains Council has released, they signal that there's a lot of maize internationally. In fact, global maize production is estimated at about 1.2 billion tons, up 6% year on year. Wheat production is also up from the average levels. I mean, we're expecting to have a global wheat harvest of around about 788 million tons. It is, of course, down marginally compared to the previous year, but you compare that with the long-term levels, these are pretty much healthy levels. Like maize, I mean, 1.2 billion tons is a lot of maize, up 6% from the previous year and well above the average levels. You think about rice, rice supplies are also healthy, soybean supplies are healthy. This is all to mean that internationally, the grains and the oilseeds prices are likely to moderate. But I must also be quick to say that in 2022-23, even though food price inflation in South Africa was elevated, I mean, I think the food manufacturers absorbed a lot of that and did not pass all of the difficulties to the consumer, because they know that this is an economy that is under pressure, higher unemployment. And I say this because if you were to look at food price inflation in 2022, as an example, average at 9.5%. But if you were to look at producer price inflation for the agricultural products, it was at 15%. For manufacturers, it was at 12.3%, which then signals that, you know, the pass-through, those that are in the processing, they had to absorb those costs. This is an important factor because in South Africa, some regulators, for example, the Competition Commission, had made the point that, you know, consumers were being charged more. They didn't say it blankly like that, but they were signaling that. But it was actually the opposite of what they were arguing. But that being said, the story of improved global supplies is also showing on prices. If you think about the FAO Food Price Index, which is really an index that measures the monthly changes in international prices of agricultural products, not final food product, because I usually see people seeing the FAO Food Price Index declining and they say international food prices are coming down, but those are not food product. It's agricultural commodity products that still needs to be processed, and there are processing costs, there are distributional costs, there are labor costs, all of those things has to be important to the final product that people see at a retail level. But the point here is that that index is down 11% year on year. Also in February, it was down 1% from the previous year, which signals that there are healthy global agricultural supplies. Now, if you put those international factors aside, the domestic issues that were a problem last year and really towards the end of 2023 pushed domestic food price inflation up are things like, for example, with the vegetable prices were elevated. And part of the story on the vegetable is because load shedding at the start of the year had messed up the quality of the potatoes, and now you saw potato prices higher. The other story was, of course, the poultry industry, which struggled with avian influenza, and that took a strain on eggs prices, chicken prices. So those are all of the things that were driving our food price inflation last year. But we know now that the vegetable production, all of the vegetables and fruit in South Africa is under irrigation. And farmers had made some measures to know that they must have alternative energy sources in case Eskom gives them the challenge that they experienced last year. So they've been irrigating. The quality of the crops may not be as good because of the heat wave, but the irrigation is happening, and we hoping that the fruit and vegetable supplies will be better. We're already seeing prices moderating. I mean, if you look at the potato prices in South Africa now, you compare towards the end of last year, you will see that there's a major difference. The 10 kgs, it's somewhere just over 50 rand. But sometime last year, we were talking about the figures that were over 100 rand. So that just gives you where the prices are. And as far as the poultry products, we know from the anecdotal evidence that there is a recovery that is happening there in the broilers and the layers. There's some recovery that is happening, and we haven't really faced the supply shortages in as far as the poultry products. That again speaks then to that potential improvement, and that the prices may be moving sideways or subdued somewhat going forward. Then this leaves us to the question to say, okay, then with this drought or heat wave and the dryness, what is the issue within the food price inflation basket? I think the big thing is going to be white maize. Because in as far as the wheat, yes, we had a decent harvest in South Africa, but we also import about half of our wheat consumption, and international wheat prices are coming down, which is favorable for South Africa. Rice prices globally also, after a surge following India's decision to block the exports, we see global rice prices moderating, which is positive also for South Africa, because we import all of our rice, which is 1 million tons a year. Now, if the exchange rate can remain favorable, then much of those products could moderate. And the other aspect is the fact that fruit and vegetable prices, we don't expect them to see, you know, a surge like they've done last year. Likewise, with meat prices, we don't expect a surge. But where the problem lies is on a white maize, and the white maize is one of the products within the grain basket of the food inflation. And the story of the white maize is because of this dryness. But again, I think given the nuance of this basket, it's important that when one look at the food price inflation and they are doing their forecast for the year, they understand that the factors are actually mixed. There are some factors that are playing favorable for South Africa. It's not one-sided. And then there are some that are really are pushing the prices higher, like the white maize story that I was talking about. And I must say that the white maize story is not only just the prospect of a poor harvest in South Africa, but also the fact that the region is also under pressure. Zimbabwe, Zambia are expecting poor crop, and they also will be needing white maize. So the supplies will be under pressure, and I think the prices are reflective of those risks that are there. So there are certainly significant risks to food price inflation, but also there are favorable drivers that I've outlined in this podcast. And all of this was to say those that are looking at a food price inflation and working on their forecast, they may understand that there's this nuance when one is thinking about these factors, and then you need to balance them up, understanding that there are factors playing favorable and some that are playing, of course, unfavorable. That remains the upside risks. But the basket is much more mixed, and we need to appreciate this nuance in the narrative of what drives food price inflation in South Africa. And with that, colleagues, let me stop there. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. Hope you can read some of the things that we write in our blog. The link for my blog is in the description of this podcast. And next week, we'll come back with one of the themes that we hope is important for the sector. You can check out some of our previous segment in the channel for this podcast. We also publish this, of course, with the good folks at the Financial Mail, and you can find some of the previous segments in the Financial Mail website or in other podcast channel. Thanks for listening.